Alan.
Yo, yo.
You good, bro?
Yeah.
Imagine enjoying life right now, bro. All
right, I'm going to do this one more time. What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here with another episode of The Go Talk. I got my boy Alan on the other side. I got my boy Zoe on the other side. We're here to talk Nets, Sixers, AFC West, Khalil Mack trade, and way more. So, man, let's just jump into it, bro. Did you guys get to catch the Sixers Nets last night? You guys get to see Kyrie drop James Harden, basically drop him off. Hey,
this is probably the best, like, not the, I wouldn't say the best, but it's probably a good defensive side I've seen in Kyrie in like a long ass time. He wasn't like strapping Harden, but you know, it's solid from a guy who really doesn't play defense at all.
You only think 1-for-7 is strapping Harden? While being guarded by Kyrie, he was 1-for-7.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really see Kyrie strapping like that, though.
He's not, but apparently to Harden, he is.
Oh, no, yeah. Fuck, there's some tension right there. You can just tell from the gate of that game, man.
I like the KD and B beef.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I like.
If KD like that all season, bro, like, he needs to start talking this talk, bro. Like, fuck all that. You don't talk shit. I need you to start doing that all game.
Did y'all see the first points the Nets scored? It was on the KD dunk. You saw how aggressive he dunked that thing?
Yeah, that was some tension right there.
Definitely.
Seth Curry 8. I mean, it was a good game.
I knew Seth Curry was gonna have something to improve. Like, y'all traded me. You saw the way he shot that three in the corner and looked at the bench.
That boy dropped 24 last night.
You think the Nets could beat the Sixers in a 7-game series if Kyrie doesn't play at home?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I think they can.
No, I think they need Kyrie.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah, no, they need Kyrie, honestly.
I mean, it'll go to a game 7. But in the game 7 situation, if you don't have Kyrie, then that's kind of tough.
I mean,
yeah, if it's
game 7 in Philly, you're going to have Kyrie.
Yeah, that's true.
And James Harden is known to choke. So, I mean, hey, I've actually
noticed the further Harden goes in the playoffs, the more likely he's going to choke.
I mean, he has shrunk in a lot of big moments.
I mean, it's also a probability the Nets play the 76ers in the first round.
It is?
Yeah. I thought it was Cleveland.
No, if the Nets are either 7 or 8, they either play 76ers. They either play the 76ers, and I don't know who's second seed right now.
I think the Heat's number one. I think it's Milwaukee.
Y'all talking about the Eastern seedings, right? It's Miami 1, the Bucks 2, Sixers 3, Chicago's Bulls 4,
Boston 5. Boston.
Yep.
Hey, Boston was like my sneaky team, bro, because when last week? I think they were like a 6 seed, bro, or even the week before that. And I think if the season ended that week, it would have been Philly-Boston.
I think Boston could have upset that. I mean, you know, I'm not a Celtics fan. You know, it's Laker gang or don't bang. But coming into this season, I was saying that I don't know how well Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to mesh together, because I think Jaylen Brown needs his own team. But
he might get his own team next year.
He might. But it's all coming together for the Celtics right now. There's something about how they're coming together now that makes me feel like they're going to fall short in the second round, bro, because – you know, it's like you're choosing now to catch fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to catch fire in the playoffs. Like, how last year with the Buccaneers. I mean, Buccaneers with the Bucks.
Buccaneers.
Shut up, bro. But anyway, you get the point. Like, I don't know. You got to catch fire at the right time. And catching fire right before the postseason, that's great. That's great. It'll help you in the seedings for sure. But I got a weird feeling about them, man. I don't feel like they have enough. Like how the other day, Zoe, you told me that one of you guys told me that you felt like the Grizzlies don't have enough. That you felt like the Grizzlies did not have enough. It was just Josh.
It's true.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has disappeared basically this season. He's not the player that we thought he
was. Not only that, John Morant scores off fast break opportunities at a faster pace. In the playoffs, all that shit gets slowed the fuck down and turns into a more half court set.
That's true.
If you're keying on Ja, who else is gonna score for the Grizzlies?
Ain't no Dylan Brooks.
Not really that much. Cause I was gonna say Desmond Bane was stepping up, but I don't think I'll trust them in the playoffs. They're enough, a young team. Yeah, it's not enough.
I was just comparing the Celtics to the Grizzlies in this aspect, like, you know, Ja, Jason Tatum, right? And I get it, you got Jaylen Brown, you got Mark, like you got other players on the Celtics, so they're probably a little better than the Grizzlies. But it's just like Marcus Smart. He's your energy guy, defense guy.
He could strap up.
But like Jaylen Brown, he's another scorer. And I just feel like in the playoffs, I don't know, I got a weird feeling the Celtics have fallen short before, and it's because of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. But I just feel like Jason is going to step up, and Jaylen might fall short. It's a weird feeling, man. It's because of the timing of them coming together and putting on this run, winning like 14 of their last 16 games or something like that. Like,
yeah, they're 14-3 in their last 17 games.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, I just, and it's right before the playoffs. So, like, what they got, like 15 games left? 17 games left? Like, yeah, man, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like something's gonna happen with them. I don't trust the Celtics. And I'm just talking from a basketball perspective, not from a perspective.
Do you trust the Bulls?
Healthy. Yes, healthy. I do.
Yeah, but you know DeRozan in the playoffs, bro. You know he's like, it's hard, bro.
But you know what? Let's remember, like, a lot of those times he was playing against LeBron James and, like, he had Kyle Lowry.
But he also lost the Nets, bro, who were, like, a 6 seed.
It was KD, bro. Like,
I'm talking about when the Nets had, like, I think it was like they were like the 6 seed, bro. I forgot who was on that team, bro. But they got upset in that whole series.
Another thing,
yeah,
against the top contenders, the Bulls are 0-12.
Yeah, they're like, I thought they were 3-12. I could be wrong though.
No, they haven't won a single game at all.
Not one.
Not against. No, right, I mean, right. he did say they was 0-12.
No, yeah, they 0-12. Yeah. No, because I was reading about that the other day. Yeah, they 0-12.
Yeah, but I think, like, the only team in the East that'll really give the Bulls a run for their money, okay, maybe the only two teams are the Buccaneers. I don't know why I keep saying the Buccaneers, bro. I really don't. The Bucks and the Heat. I think the Bucks and the Heat are the only two teams in the East that are definitively, like, okay, the Bulls are going to have a problem here. Like, oh, man. Because I think they can beat everybody else.
You think they can beat the Nets?
Yes, I do. Honestly, okay. Especially with part-time Kyrie, and I get it. They just put on the show against Harden and the Sixers, but Harden has a history of shrinking in big moments. And last night was a big moment, regardless if it was a playoff game or not. That was a big moment. Seriously, like all the drama coming into that game, around Harden and Simmons and Kyrie,
a lot of the media
attention, KD and Embiid, like, you feel me? Like, that was a big game last night, bro. He didn't show up. He ain't even – how much he dropped?
Who, Harden?
11. Yeah. 11 points, bro. 17. You ain't even – you get out my face. I don't want to see.
Shit, Joel went 5-17, but most of his points came from the quarter, bro. Like –
I would give Joel a pass before I gave Harden, because Harden has a history of doing this, man. I'm sick of
it. Another thing, do you guys think Joel Embiid is getting a lot of foul calls?
Oh, 1,000%.
I don't believe it's too much. You gotta respect the call.
I heard Joel Embiid has doubled the foul calls of what LeBron has.
Yeah, I mean, you see LeBron, bro, when he goes to the – he don't get no calls, bro. Like,
even, same with Westbrook. Westbrook be getting fucking smacked in the air sometimes.
Westbrook be getting hit, bro.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes Westbrook. And I'm talking about from the beginning of the year.
I love Westbrook, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about, like, as far as the calls go.
Yeah.
I think the media also has fault at that as well. The media makes Westbrook look like shit.
Bro, the media has not liked Westbrook. Like,
yeah,
since the day he's came into the league, bro.
But I gotta say this, because you know, y'all know me. I love Russell Westbrook, but bro, some of this stuff you do to yourself, bro. If you would get your ass in the gym and get on that free throw line and boost your free throw percentage or work on the threes or something.
It's not only that,
do
though.
Something to refine.
It's not
your...
only that. Though.
It's not only
it's
that.
It's a LeBron it's not... effect.
It's okay, but check this out, bro. I get what you're saying. I mean, okay, I get what you're saying. Seriously, I really
if
do.
If you're not a shooter on any of LeBron's teams, you're not eating.
Hey, that's a fact, bro. Because honestly, like that Laker team, bro. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like Russell Westbrook, bro. Like, I kind of had like in the beginning of the season, bro. I thought it was gonna be like a Miami situation where everybody has to figure out their roles. Like Bosch, like later in the season, knew he was gonna be the third option. Wade actually took a step back for LeBron, but obviously not in LA. AD ain't taking no backseat to nobody, and Bron for sure not taking a backseat to nobody. So,
can I just,
and having the two of the, oh my bad, what you gonna say?
No, I just want to just say this real quick before I forget. But the season started, and like you know, if you're a Laker fan, you're like, okay, Westbrook, you know what it is, bro. You playing with LeBron, you know you got to change it. Like we Lakers fans, so we saying this in our heads and in our hearts, we're saying this to Westbrook. Bro, you know you got to change, right? You know you got to change, right? This is before the season starts. You know you got to change, right?
The ball's not going to be in your hands no more.
No, forget all of that. He's going to get the ball, bro.
Wait, but that's another thing.
Wait. Okay, I'll make my point quick because I know I'm dramatic. Listen, Russell Westbrook, his three-point percentage has steadily declined since his MVP season.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
And it's like, bro, you don't notice this. Like, you don't work on this. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, and so basically what I'm trying to say is I denied what I knew was wishful thinking coming into the season. Oh, yeah, Westbrook gonna change. He gonna get it right for LeBron. He going, yeah, no, it was wishful thinking. And I knew it, but I just my emotions got into it. I'm like, nah, bro, he gonna get it right, bro. Like, no, I knew better. I knew better, and now it's come to fruition. I don't believe he doesn't care. I just don't know. I think it's his pride, man.
I don't think he got his game. I think it's just simple as that.
Really?
You said it's what?
Ever since he put on more muscle, more weight, his jump shot has fallen down every year.
I mean, I've always Russell Westbrook's never been really a good 3-point shooter to even begin with.
Yeah, but that
he was decent.
He had that mid range down perfect when he was in OKC. But
okay, hold on, y'all. His MVP season, he was hitting threes, and I mean, he was hitting threes at a clip that you were like, damn, hold on, if Westbrook hit threes like this, he could really ruin the league. I think he was hitting at 39 and 42%, which is league average.
What was that 2016, right?
Yeah, I believe.
He was shooting 34.3% from 3-point, and he was shooting 42.5% from the field.
Damn.
I mean, 34.4%, that's good for Westbrook. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's above average in the NBA.
Yeah. And that was the same season, y'all. Do y'all remember? No, that wasn't the same season. I think
he
it was
put
the,
that team on his
2016
back. 2016
was the same season that he daggered,
Curry
killed that man.
Wait. We talking about two different games.
Oh, no, I think that was 2015.
Wait.
That's 2015 where they choked that 3-1 lead? Was it that? Where the Clippers and then OKC blew a 3-1 lead and then the Warriors blew.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm talking about the game.
Was it 2016?
Man, fuck y'all. I'm talking about the game.
Nah, I get it, though.
No, you don't. I'm talking about the game against the Denver Nuggets. It was the last game of
the overtime season. Shot, the buzzer beater.
I don't think it was an overtime.
It was buzzer beater.
It was, and now I'm like, okay, oh my god, bro, I lost my mind in this living room. I swear to God, I lost my mind. Westbrook, that's right. Get him to the bro. That game, bro. He hit that shot to get them into the playoffs. That was the year after KD left and everything, or 2 years after KD left or something like that. And everybody didn't think he could do it. Nobody thought he could just drag him to the playoffs, bro. Amen. He did it. What's up, man? Because we can't.
Westbrook was the reason he left, but that's another day for another debate, you know.
Yeah, because Russell Westbrook played with Paul George and Carmelo, bro. And he couldn't even get out the first round either. So is it Westbrook, bro? Do you think Russell Westbrook is part of the problem?
Okay, so check this out. I mean,
what the problem of the Lakers?
No, I mean not the Lakers' problem.
I think what you're asking is Westbrook solely to blame for his playoff woes, and I don't believe so.
No, because, just for the team's playoff woes, not just his.
Well, I mean, if you want to go back to any,
KD, Robertson couldn't shoot for shit.
It's not even just that, bro. Yeah, KD blew a 3-1 lead just as much as Westbrook did, nigga. KD blew a 3-1 lead just as much as Westbrook. They was up by 10 points or 8 points with like 4 or 6 minutes left to go in game six of the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors, and they let it go.
Went crazy.
No, I don't want to hear about that. KD should went crazy too. KD should have went crazy too. Fuck all that, bro. Y'all ain't just finna get on Westbrook. Where was KD at? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bro. Because y'all people be so quick to get on Westbrook. KD blew that shit too, and then he went to Golden State. Mark ass boy, what, bro?
But I'm just saying, if you're a shooter on LeBron's teams, you're straight. Look at Malik Monk this season. Malik Monk elevated, open. Yeah, why? Because he's a fucking goddamn shooter. That's why.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and move on. We start talking about the damn Lakers. All right. The AFC West is looking real stacked. So let's start with the beginning. A few days ago, we had the Russell Wilson trade to the Broncos. The Broncos sent 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a 5th, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant, Andrew Locke to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson in the 4th round pick. I believe it was a 4th round pick. Broncos, you looking pretty good right now. And then the Chargers, this was actually not the next day, but the next day, the Commanders acquired Carson Wentz from the Colts. That's not the AFC West, but I have to just throw that trade out there. And then yesterday, the Chargers got Khalil Mack. What? Ooh, I'm back on the bandwagon, boy.
Don't go there with the Chargers, man.
I will. I am, bro. No. I am, bro. Because I'm gonna jump back on the wagon.
He was on it last year, though.
Listen, what happened last season, though?
Okay, all right.
After y'all coach blew the game.
Let me explain my position, bro.
Okay.
So, I've been on the Chargers bandwagon for a long time. Derwin James, I've been on the Chargers bandwagon, bro. So that's what it's been about 4 years. So
yeah.
Last year, after they blew that game against the Raiders and missed the playoff spot, I hopped off the wagon, bro. I was done. I was finito. I was done with the Chargers, bro. But when you go pull off a trade and you go get one of the nastiest pass rushers of our generation who can also help stop the run, he's not Von Miller where he just rushed the passer. he's a good run stopper.
Nobody talks about that as much.
And you pair that with Joey Bosa, and then check this out. Khalil Mack was on the Bears. The Bears ain't had no quarterback. The Bears weren't going nowhere. The Bears didn't even know what they want to do on offense. They just let Tariq Cohen go. Like, they don't know what they're doing. The Chargers, you got Justin Herbert. He broke 3 records his rookie year. And he's playing despite his coach. Justin Herbert's on another level. You give Justin Herbert Kyle Shanahan. You give Justin Herbert Andy Reid. You give Justin Herbert, okay, not Bruce Arians, Matt LaFleur. Like, you give somebody. You give Justin Herbert an offensive-minded head coach guru type dude, and we could be talking about a totally different AFC West already. So,
wasn't that his first year last year with that coach?
Yes, it was. Brandon Staley came from the Rams, and he's a defensive-minded head coach. So that's why I'm just not like, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, he had a new coach and this, and he did that with the coach, and the coach did this. Like, nah, I'm not gonna put it all on Brandon Staley, but you know, it just would be nice if he had like somebody in his ear, you know, calling plays for him. Making plays for him. But if I go look at the cap space, after acquiring Khalil Mack, the Chargers sit around $23 million in cap space, so they can still go get Bobby Wagner.
$23 million?
Yeah, they can still go get JC. You know, they can still add to this team. They can still go get Will Fuller and DJ Chark, and they can add to this team. Now, do I think they'll do all of that? No. But I'll get to that in a second. I want to ask you guys, what do you guys make of the Wilson to Broncos trade? What do you guys make of the Khalil Mack to the Chargers trade?
I mean,
and who do you think in the West is the team to beat now? And then after that, we're going to get into who do you think is the best team, and we're going to rank them 1 through 4.
Well, Well, that Russell Wilson in Seattle was done.
Yeah.
That was done. He needed a good. And I felt like Broncos was the best package they could have gotten.
Even though the Washington Commanders package is undisclosed.
Then they said there was no Chase Young in there?
No, they were hesitant to throw Chase Young in there.
Would you?
No, I would not. No, bro. My chances. Bro, Chase Young is it. I get it. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winner. He don't get the MVP credit that he deserves. He should be in more MVP discussions. His numbers speak for themselves. It's Russell Wilson. But Chase Young is like 23, 24 years old, bro. Like, bro was on the right side. He's the cornerstone piece of my defense. And until he tore his ACL, right? Or Achilles.
Yeah. I think it's one of them. ACL.
It's one of them. And you come back from you come back from that, you tear it up. I have no reason to trade you. Like no, bro. I get it. Quarterback is the most important position on the team, but DN is like number two. And you're going to have to give him up. Sure. You're going to have to give him up and like a few other things to get Russ. When you could just go give up what did they give up for Carson Wentz? A second and a third?
I think he have some fourth rounders.
Or something like that. A third
or a fourth or something.
And Carson Wentz, he could be worse. He could be a lot worse. He could be Nate.
They could have just waited till today for Deshaun Watson.
Bro, he could be Nate Sudfeld. Like, you know what I'm saying? He could be he could be cold. A whole lot worse, bro. I'm just saying. So, and Deshaun Watson costs too much for them. I'm saying, like, the Washington football team has a good team right now, and they can't afford. Now, the Eagles could go get Deshaun Watson, but that's a tie.
I just don't understand why people are just giving up on Jalen Hurts so quickly.
Bro, we will out, bro. I will get into that for you. Let's stick to the AFC West. Let's stick to the AFC West, bro.
And as far as the AFC West goes, it's up in the air. Anybody could come out of there.
I don't think it's up in the air, bro.
I think it is.
I think it is. Go ahead.
My point's finished.
My point. I think the Chargers pulled ahead by like a hair.
Ahead of who?
Everybody.
The Chiefs.
You think they come out the West?
I think they are the best team in the West right now, bro. And I get it. The Broncos finished third. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go. You finish. Oh, okay. I mean, you asked me the question.
So do you think Chargers offense is going to be better than Kansas City's and Denver's?
Yes.
Hey, Charles, I like your take sometimes, bro. You're not wrong on many of them, bro.
Okay. But you're sounding like Skip right now, dog.
Bro, damn. Hold on. First things first. Let's just put this in perspective.
Defend yourself.
Yeah,
please, bro.
When you say better doesn't mean it's going to be definitively better, outright better. Like the Chargers could be ranked first in offensive yards, and the Chiefs could be number two. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not saying they're going to be like, so explosive that the Chiefs and the Broncos can't compare. Like they can't keep up. Like no. Go ahead.
They have Chiefs as the favorites.
Yeah, they're always the favorites. Did they make it to the Super Bowl? I'm just saying, like, bro, like,
they were so conservative, bro. They could have went, but
didn't the Chargers beat the Chiefs last year?
I think they split the series, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying though, they won one of those games. So I'm just saying, like, the Chargers before they added Khalil Mack was already on par with the Chiefs, and if not for a dud by their coach against the Raiders, a division rival, which I really don't understand how that even happened. Like anyway, bro, we all know how the division rival games go, so we don't need to cap. We all know how that goes, bro. But Russell Wilson, we get it. You know, me and Zoe talked about it. You know, I say Russell Wilson adds 5 wins to that Broncos team. He said 3, but he could see 5, and they're automatically a better team with Russ behind under center for sure. But I gotta see it. I gotta see what's gonna happen. I gotta see it going on. I gotta see how balanced they're gonna be. Because you got Javonte and you're probably gonna bring back Melvin. You got Cortland and Judy on the outside, Albert O in the middle. Like who are you gonna focus on? And then when teams take away who you focus on, I get it, you rest. I trust you, bro, but I gotta see it. Okay, so for right now, like the Broncos offense, you got rest, but I'm putting you number 3. I'm putting you number three. I'm putting you number three in the AFC West as far as offenses go. I got to see it, bro.
All right, so I got another question for you, bro. Well, actually, I'm going to say one thing, bro. Bron just put up a 50-burger against the Wizards, bro, which why the fuck you putting up 50, bro, against the Wizards? But
wait, who?
I mean, who?
Bron put up 50.
Oh, another one?
Another 50-burger.
And lost?
No, they won 122 to 109. But...
Hey, wait. That's a good point you have. Because last time LeBron scored 56, they won barely.
That's what I'm saying. So they like
he needs 50 to win?
Hey, at this point, bro, like the way they be playing defense and the way that, bro, like I'm sure you watch
bro,
like Lakers.
Bro, we are not talking about the Lakers again.
No, I know. That was my one point.
I was about to let you go into that point. I swear, but then I was like,
it was breaking news, man.
It was breaking news. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Breaking news, bro. Hey, Allen gets it, bro.
It was breaking news, but it was not breaking news. The Lakers ain't finna do shit.
Bron dropping 50, bro? And barely getting into the play-in?
Against the Wizards, bro?
That's what my point is.
That's
what
he's saying, bro.
50 on the Wizards, bro.
We know the Lakers were bad, bro. You ain't got to keep bringing it up every show, every 10, 20 minutes.
Who did LeBron score 56 against?
The Warriors. That's but that was okay. A struggling Clay and Wiggins, though.
No, I don't want to hear no struggling Clay and Wiggins.
Hey, Clay Thompson, bro. I'm just saying, bro. He don't like his role right now, bro. I'm just saying.
Hey, Russell Westbrook been struggling how long? All year.
Okay, last question. Are the Lakers making the play-in?
They're making the play-in, but as far as I'm getting out, they might just lose in the first round like last year.
Nah, I think they're going to make the play-in. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I ain't going to cap. I think they're going to make the play-in.
They play the Pelicans if they do the play-in right now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to sweep them. Max
and then they're either going to play the Warriors or Suns first round.
Oh, me. Okay, all right.
Who would you rather play for the Lakers?
Oh, my goodness.
So my next question to you, Charles, bro. Out of all those, so the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, bro, rank who's gonna have the better defense, bro?
Let's not forget about the Raiders. Raiders. The Raiders gonna probably beat a couple of these teams, and I got the Raiders beating the Broncos in one of these matchups. I'm telling you, bro. The Raiders are gonna but the Raiders, we sleep on the Raiders, bro. Yeah. Especially if they go out and get a number one.
I'll take a snooze on the Raiders, bro.
All right, Raiders made the playoffs last year.
What did Derek Carr do?
For the Raiders.
That's true. But can Derek Carr get a true number one receiver on the outside? Nah, I ain't talking about no Darren Waller. I ain't talking about no Hunter Renfrow. I'm talking about a true X receiver on the outside. Can he get a DJ Chark? Can he get a Amari Cooper back? Can he get a Allen Robinson?
I don't think Amari wants to go back to Raiders no more.
I think Amari wants to win.
Yeah, Amari wants to win, bro. Honestly,
bro, we talked about it, bro. If he want to win, I think what Amari Cooper or Allen Robinson could do for Zach Wilson in New York could be so miraculous, bro.
No, I get it, bro.
It's the market, and it's New York, and you get the credit for making a quarterback that was average better. We've seen what Tyreek did to Mahomes, Devontae Adams and Rodgers, Russell Wilson and DK.
Tyreek was not doing that with Alex Smith.
First, Tyreek wasn't even getting a start. Like, let's just back this up. That's one. Two. Hold on, don't hum me. Hold on, bro. Let me clarify my position because I've stated this on previous podcasts. I give Mahomes all the credit in the world. He is truly a special, unique talent. He's done things that I've never seen. He has, but so has Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill is a unique specimen of a receiver. You got to understand, a lot of guys that come into the league that run as fast as he do don't last that long. John Ross, where is he?
I know you don't like your speedsters, bro.
No, I like big body receivers. I do.
No, I'm saying like you don't like speedsters like the Henry Ruggs, John Ross.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just they don't last that long. Henry Ruggs not even in the league right now. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it just proves your point.
Where's Jakeem Grant? Like, where are these dudes who ran 4.2 at the combine? They ain't nowhere to be found. So anyway, listen.
Do you feel like it's the coach's problem though?
No, their problem? No. Check this out. Tyreek Hill is a very smart player. He don't take a lot of big hits. He's been out with a quad injury, a chest injury, but he ain't been out with no, you know, knee soreness or ankle Achilles.
I mean, yeah, you see the way he goes down?
Like, I'm just saying he's a smart. Listen. All I'm saying is when you're that unique of a specimen, you're that smart, when you could run past, not through, past four Buffalo Bills after catching the ball from like 10 yards from the line of scrimmage and take it to the house, you're special.
He's special, bro.
I'm just saying, like, so yeah. So listen. Yeah. He takes Mahomes' game to another level because it makes it easier for Mahomes. I'm just saying, Mahomes is already that dude, but he just takes it to another level because he just that dude too. Tyreek, he just that dude. Like Aaron Rodgers. Remember that year Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams? His numbers dropped. His numbers plummeted. You know, and I get it. Aaron Rodgers, we say he a bad man. Stephen A. said he a bad man, but he wasn't a bad man. That year he didn't have Adams. Adams was out with Turto.
Paul was like that whole month he was out?
He was out like 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That, yeah. And then he came back for a couple games, got hurt again, and that's what made me not want to draft Devontae Adams in the next season. It's because he'd be getting these little minor nicks and bruises that he'd just be out. I don't like that. But anyway, so yeah, like I was saying, like, yeah, basically, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, one of them should go to New York and help Zach Wilson elevate his game. And then on top of that, yeah, I think the Broncos are going to have the – oh, you said defense. I think the Broncos are going to have the best defense in the division. But the Chargers are going to be right there. The Chargers are going to be right there, bro. Khalil Mack, bro, I'm telling you. Derwin James? Oh, my. Don't let him stay on the field, bro. That's all I got to say, bro. Joey, Derwin, don't let them get a linebacker.
Okay, they can upgrade their linebackers, though, because I like Kenneth Murray and what's his name?
Kenneth Murray, a dog.
That's
Kenneth
what I'm saying.
Murray, but I'm saying they need another one.
They could upgrade because they got – what's that one dude's name? What the fuck? I don't want to, like, butcher his name, bro, because he's the outside linebacker. What's his name? It's – what the fuck? It's on the – oh, Uchenna. I don't know what the fuck. He's smooth, bro. Like, honestly, yeah, no, like, him, Kenneth Murray, and Kaiser White, bro. That's a solid linebacker core. Can you upgrade? Oh, of course, bro. Like the league, bro. You can always upgrade any position that you know you're not really locking because.
Okay, wait. Okay. No. My bad. I'm listening to you. But y'all asked me the question. So who y'all think the best team in the AFC West is? I mean, who y'all think coming out the West? Who y'all think is the best offense and defense?
The Chiefs,
of course. And
I mean, honestly, their defense did step up. Like,
who defense?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs, bro, were like fucking getting skunked on defense, bro. Yeah. Like half of the season.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know if it was before the Cowboy game.
I think it was like during that Cowboy game, like that game, and then after that, it was on. Like their
defense. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they have that ability to flip the switch, bro. If that defense goes like that again next year, then I mean, cause I don't know, cause it all depends on Tyrann Mathieu. He's not coming back. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want him to come back. Cause I see him better in Baltimore.
He's going to get his bag.
Yeah, he's gonna get his bag, and he deserves it. Honestly, he's one of the best safeties in the league. I'm not saying he's the best, but he's like top five.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. That's your opinion.
Hey, the Honey Badger's smooth, bro. I don't care what nobody say, bro.
Yeah, that's like your opinion,
everybody
get
on Russell Westbrook, bro. That's Honey Badger, bro.
Hell no. Nah.
You need to put some respect on Honey Badger, bro.
And it's hard for us to stay on topic. It really is because you say shit like that, and I gotta come in and defend Tyrann Mathieu for a second.
Hey,
and I really don't want to defend Tyrann Mathieu, but I got to.
Yeah, I like it. How the Lakers get brought up.
I'm loving this right now. Bro, first things
that's
first.
That's how garbage they are, huh?
Bro, you
bring out the trash, dog.
But
bring out the trash.
But I got
The Lakers fucked up.
Oh God! But anyway, so the team I got coming out of the division, bro. It's honestly a toss up between Kansas City and Denver. But honestly, just got Denver slightly coming out the division, bro. I feel like it may come down to maybe week 15, 16. To see who either probably clinches the division. Cause I feel like the race, bro, to who even gets out of the division alone, I think is going to come down to, like, the last few weeks. And I think the addition to Russell Wilson, like, honestly just elevates that offense, bro. I think they have the potential to be a top five. There's, like, I think – was it you, Charles, I said yesterday or the day before? You said
I think that
really
the Broncos –
top 10?
Oh, no, that wasn't me, but
– who said that?
I don't remember who said that, but he certainly could be –
The potential is there because honestly, yeah. like if you were just like who has the better weapons, obviously Kansas City has the better weapons than all of them. It's just Denver has the depth of the weapons that they have because if Tyreek Hill goes down or Travis Kelce goes down, like God forbid they don't. I mean, who do they have as like another weapon? Like DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle, Miracle Hardman. Fuck, I can't speak. Sorry,
Miko. It's okay.
Yeah, Miko. Yeah. So like. I mean, honestly, they're not bad, bro, but you're not really depending on them with the game on the line. I kind of just like Russell Wilson. And I know their defense is going to drop a little bit just because Vic Fangio is not going to be there. I don't think they're going to drop off a lot, like because I think they were top three in yards allowed, and I think points allowed, they were top three. I don't think they drop significantly, but I think they'll be still in the top 10.
Okay, Alan, what say you, bro, before I go in on this dude real quick? Because, man, bro, this don't make no sense, bro. All
right, so the Chiefs coming
in. Damn, he said, fuck your take.
I just need to know what Alan got to say about it, because if I start talking, then you feel me? I'm going to keep going.
Go ahead and start talking, man.
Oh, Alan.
He's like, fuck you, might as well.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro. First things first, like this dude said, the Chiefs got the best weapons in the division. I'm like, bro, can we just
true,
bro? Okay, no, they have. You have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and I get it. They're all pros, and they
Hardman had a good season.
Hell no, bro. Don't ever talk to me about no Miko Hardman, bro.
Hey, you was on him for a minute though, Charles. You was on him for a minute though.
Was I? No, I was.
You
on him.
You was, bro. You can't cap him, bro.
The season before last, yes.
My first year in the fantasy league.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh yeah, he another Tyreek. Yeah, no. Last year, you really like I was coming into the season like, dang, Miko, where you at? You sure? They don't even got. Bro, I came into this last season like, oh yeah, Byron Pringle. He's finna eat Byron Pringle. I was wrong, and he did. Yeah, I was wrong, but he. You know, I was a more on Pringle. Why? Because Miko Hardman has not developed into that number two receiver, which is why we talked yesterday and we was like, yeah, the Chiefs still need a number two receiver. They got number one, Tyreek and Travis Kelce, the tight end. They need an established number two receiver. They might. That's why I'm saying they should sign Juju. They need an intermediate route runner, somebody
who catch
the ball. Yeah, somebody who catch the ball in between the, like, not in between the numbers, but
like a possession receiver.
A possession receiver that catch the ball, you know, from 5 to 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, you know, and you know, that you don't
need under Andy Reid. Oh my god,
yeah, you feel me? And he'll be on a prove it deal, so he's got all the motivation and incentives to play well. Miko Hardman, he disappointed us, you know. So,
is he in a contract year this year, too?
I think so, but let me get back to the point you made about the weapons. Like we just forget about Keenan Allen, top 5 route runner, Mike Williams.
Oh no, Keenan Allen's smooth, bro.
And Austin Eckler, who definitely was a top 5 fantasy back last year. Actually, oh my god, Austin Eckler stayed healthy, y'all. He stayed healthy for the most part.
He was a number 2 fantasy running back.
Oh my god, like I'm appalled. I am.
He said I'm appalled
for real.
I'm flabbergasted
because Derrick Henry was out for the season.
Yeah, Austin Eckler stayed on his feet. You were supposed to carry me, bro.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, we're not talking about that, man.
But yeah, bro. I'm back on the Chargers bandwagon. Even though I like the Broncos, I really do, and I actually hope the Broncos have success. Like, I don't have any ill will against the Broncos. I like all of their players for the most part. You know, I rock with Javonte Williams. You know
that bowling ball.
You feel me? That's my guy. So yeah, but I still like the Chargers. I still think players and should want to come play in L.A. for the Chargers, bro. Especially offensive linemen, they really need, like, bro, if they can, I don't think they're going to get Teron Armstead now. I think he's going to cost too much. But you can go get a Morgan Moses or a Ryan Jensen, like you said yesterday. Yeah. Great. Would be so great. So
any lineman that's a free agent right now fits perfectly with San Diego, sorry, with L.A. right now, honestly.
Or the Bengals.
Hey, honestly, the Bengals, anybody in free agency, Cincinnati, man. Just spend your bag money on the offensive line, bro.
They got cap space, too.
That's what I'm saying. Because Burrow was literally a second away from throwing that game-winning touchdown. I hate to say that.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna repeat this from the other day. I just don't think a lot of people are going to want to play in Cincinnati as much as they're going to want to play in, like, the bigger markets, you know? And I get it. They just came off a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, but young quarterback.
But you just came off of a Super Bowl run, and we know it's very hard to get back there unless you're like Tom Brady or Andy Reid.
Or the Chiefs.
Or the Chiefs. Yeah, I was going to say, or the Chiefs. So I'm saying, I don't know, bro. You unless a couple of offensive linemen call each other in free agency, like
we going just to go play in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we going to Cincinnati. Yeah. You can't just get one dude. You gotta get a couple. You gotta get two, at least two. So like I said, like there are places like you mentioned, Zoe. You mentioned Miami. I said I don't think people want to play there because of the whole.
I'm gonna need you to give Miami their flowers, bro.
I'm not giving Miami no flowers if Miami sign a tier one free agent, then I will give them some flowers.
If they sign Armstead, bro, you giving them their flowers?
No, I said they sign a tier one free agent, so they have a better.
He's
not chance.
A tier one agent.
He is. But he ain't got to be the. But I don't think they're getting Armstead. I think he going somewhere else. So if they can get somebody else in tier one, I'll give him flowers. So I'm giving you more leeway here. It ain't just got to be Armstead. But you get a tier one free agent, I'll give you some flowers, Miami. But right now, I'm looking at the Jets, and I'm looking at, you know, J.C. Jackson on the Jets or J.C. Jackson on the Steelers or, you know what I'm saying?
Don't rule out J.C. Jackson on the Chargers, bro.
I'm not, but he's going to command a lot of money, and they're spending a lot of money already. Especially, they just re-signed Mike Williams. They're probably going to have to re-sign, what's his face, Joey Bosa soon.
That's the only reason why I didn't like the Chargers' weapons. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Mike Williams is a nice bro. He just never on the field. Last year was probably the first time that I think
that he was actually on the field. You don't think the Chargers would spend the bag to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so.
After what the Rams did?
I think so, but it just depends.
Fuck them pigs.
Yeah. But wait. That is actually a good way to transition into our next topic.
Man, so, look at this guy's fucking the brains over here, bro.
Yeah. So check this out, right? We're talking about, you know, F them picks, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Let the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes begin. My boy Zoe Mekhi boy. He not facing no criminal charges, so he
my
back
boy
in the
free.
My boy free. Free my boy Watson,
you
bro.
You feel me? We can start talking about him again. We can, cause he's relevant. He ain't play last year.
He's definitely been on my draft board.
He was on your fantasy team last year too.
He was on the team,
before
bro.
Before you realize that nigga wasn't playing.
Hey, honestly, bro, the worst toss of him going up again, he was going to Miami last
bro.
Year.
And didn't I say for what? He can't play.
I get it. It was just because they were at that time, bro, Miami wasn't really fully trusted in Tua, but I think if they're gonna build a team around Tua this season, like if they do get that tier one like Armstead, or they do get him at least some protection and maybe like another weapon, like how you said, maybe a DJ Chark, maybe Amari goes over there, or I know you don't want him playing with bums, bro, so I'm not gonna say his name. But if they do get that number one, bro, because
don't say Allen Robinson.
You know what I'm saying, but
they gotta people gotta know what you're talking about before.
Yeah, like Allen Robinson. Yeah. Okay. So because honestly, since Mike McDaniels is there, I feel like because I didn't say it in the last podcast, but I said it in the chat earlier.
No, you did.
I think I was talking actually. I was talking to Court, I believe too. I was talking to her. Shout out to Court. I was talking to her off, you know, like DM type shit, and and I was telling her, honestly, bro, like Mike McDaniel, bro, I think he wants to get his Trent Williams, bro. I think he wants to do his Deebo Samuel type of offense, and he has Jalen Waddle for that.
I think we be reading the same articles. I think you and I be reading the same exact
Maybe, bro. And honestly, bro, like, fuck it, right? Shit. So I feel like, honestly, Jalen Waddle can be like, you know, Debo-esque. You know, obviously nobody's going to be a Debo because he's top five, in my opinion. Hate to say it, but the fucking numbers are there. The eye test, bro, watching, you know, like that playoff game, bro. Like, just the way that they use Debo, bro, I think everybody in the league is going to try to find someone like Debo.
Yes.
You know, and so Miami has it, obviously, in Jalen Waddle. I feel like they can get another weapon because they do have – I think they just tagged Mike Krzyzewski.
Which I don't understand that, but okay.
Shit, I mean, the Cowboys fucking franchise tag though, Schultz, but
that makes sense though.
That's what I'm saying. But I know I was reading earlier, bro, that they may try to trade Schultz, bro, because they're probably looking to draft a tight end because the tight end draft class this year is kind of like it's not loaded, but it's smooth. But anyway, I heard that they're gonna try to trade like at least two picks for him, but if they do get a first rounder for him, I will apologize publicly, bro, on God. So I'm not really sold on Devontae Parker or I like Devontae Parker. Sorry, let me say that. I like Devontae Parker. But honestly, Preston Williams, I don't know if he's a free agent. But honestly, like, I'm not really like, oh, okay, so you don't have to worry about that. So if you do get an Allen Robinson or an Amari Cooper, bro, and you give Tua some protection, bro, like, honestly, I feel like Miami can.
Okay, but my question was, even though it wasn't a question, I said, let the Watson sweepstakes begin.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, yeah.
But it's okay. Listen. No, this is fine because I'll let you talk. But I just want to know.
What's the question again?
I'm getting to it, bro. I just want to know, what team would you like to see Watson on? And just name one team. Don't just be like, oh, this team or this team. And they're like, just name one team you would like to see Deshaun Watson go to and play for.
Shit, go ahead, Alan.
A team that can actually do it. A team that can actually go get him.
The Cardinals.
What?
My man said, fuck Kyler Murray.
I can see why, though.
Kyler Murray wants to be out of Carolina,
bro. You saw how much he wants to get paid?
Bro, yeah. And you know what? The Texans, bro, you traded to the Texans. They'll have a quarterback. And you know what's crazy? If you give up Kyler Murray for Deshaun Watson, you won't even have to give up as much to get him.
He loves playing in Texas, too.
That's what I'm saying.
You probably give up, like, what, a fourth-round, fifth-round pick or something. You're not giving up no other first. And you get a quarterback. I mean, yeah, Deshaun Watson is proven, even though he ain't played in a year. He is proven. He is a proven commodity. And you don't get them same issues. You don't hear about those same issues with Deshaun Watson like you hear with Kyler Murray. So I understand where you're coming from with that Cardinals thing.
Or the Buccaneers.
They have been eyeing him.
I heard they've been eyeing what's his face though?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. That's what you put in the chat earlier, Baker. Yeah. Baker. But go ahead, bro.
Man, the team I like Deshaun Watson going to, I've been saying it like the whole week, bro. I like Carolina, bro. Honestly.
But why Carolina?
Okay, so Carolina, bro, if you look at it, bro, if they don't trade CMC, bro, so God forbid they don't trade CMC, you have Deshaun Watson, you have an elite running back out the back, not only out of the backfield, bro. You have DJ Moore on the outside, bro. You have Robbie Anderson, and you have what's that one dude's name?
Robbie Anderson got released, I believe.
Oh, he did? So you have, what's his name? I believe. That rookie. What's his name? That was like,
Terrence Marshall.
You get Terrence Marshall. You get DJ Moore, bro, and you got Tommy Tremble. I think that offense, bro, because DJ Moore, he's played with, like, just like Allen Robinson, bro. He's played with some bums, bro.
DJ Moore is a baller.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's been eating with, bro. He was eating with
Gloves. We're not gonna discredit him. Continue.
No. DJ Moore balling, bro. I love DJ Moore. So, I mean, if you give him a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, bro, like, honestly, like, this, I know you probably don't like to hear it, but if you get a quarterback like him, bro, that elevates your team, just like Stafford elevated his team, just like Russell Wilson's going to elevate the Broncos, you just need that playmaker, bro. Not only can he do it with his legs, bro, he can also give you the players the ball. DJ Moore is a good deep threat. Terrence Marshall, I didn't get to really see much of him, even though he was on my fantasy team. I didn't really pay attention to him. I know they didn't really use him like that just because they had Robbie Anderson, but I think if you get him the number two slot, I think he's going to eat with Deshaun Watson. Tommy Tremble, bro, honestly, he's smooth, bro, honestly.
They tried to use Terrence Marshall in three wide receiver sets, but Robbie Anderson was getting too much shine, and also they didn't. I think Terrence Marshall would have had more. There would have been more focus on him if they knew what the hell they were doing at quarterback. So
it's hard to focus. Started a couple games too.
Yeah, but it's hard. Like I'm saying, it's just hard to focus on developing your receivers when you don't even know who your quarterback is going to be. He's not even that good. Blah, 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 that's true.
Honestly, yeah,
I hear you. I don't really have a particular team because he can really go anywhere. Anybody could really get him. And it's like, bro, like the Eagles have three first-round picks. They can go get him, you know? Or the Niners, if you want to trade Trey Lance, which, listen, I'm a Niners fan, so, I'm like, hey, you want to trade Trey Lance? I'm cool. Trey Lance. Let's get the shot. I'm like, what? I'll give it. Bro, just keep Bosa, keep Warner, keep Kittle, keep Debo, keep Ayuk. We good. We can give Eric Armstead. For real. Like, I really don't. We should have kept DeForest Buckner. I don't know what Kyle Shanahan and them boys was thinking when they gave up Buckner and kept Armstead. And I'm like, bro, I get it. Buckner would have cost a little more, but He was more valuable to our defense. And I even said this when they traded him. Like, I don't understand because he's the reason why everybody else was always so free on the line to go rush the passer. And now you let that go to Indy. But anyway.
But Nick Bosa so eating with or without him, though.
Yeah, but everybody
on the line. Greenlaw's smooth, too.
Bro, everybody on the line ate because of Buckner. Now it's just Bosa. Why? Because he's purely talented. But Eric Armstead's numbers, Eric Armstead had like double-digit sacks for the first time in his career playing with DeForest Buckner. After that, he wasn't anymore. Double-digit sacks for Eric Armstead. He's not a good pass rusher. He's barely a good run stopper. Eric Armstead was on the team way before DeForest Buckner. He was not showing out until Buckner got there. Anyway. I would like to see Deshaun Watson on the Steelers. I would like to see that. Even though he could really go anywhere, like the Commanders or the Bears or something, like, you know, him on the Steelers would be cold.
That in my opinion. Would be cold.
Yeah. With Najee, you get the line. I mean, you gotta get some pieces on the line. You ain't gotta get no big name pieces because he's been running for his life most of his career already.
Running for his life.
No, you for real, though.
No, hey, for real. Remember that one time he got kicked in the face, still threw a touchdown?
The Raider player, too, wasn't it?
You feel me? So, I like Deshaun Watson in Pittsburgh. I think they could really use that heir apparent. You know, not heir apparent. The replacement for Ben Roethlisberger. I just think that's the best way for him to go. I just don't understand why
people want him on the Eagles, bro. Like, I just understand why. No. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like,
this could be the last thing we talk about. This could be the last thing we talk about right here. Because I'm glad you brought that back up, bro. I just want to say for the record, I'm not against Jalen Hurts at all. I'm not a fan, but I'm not against him. He just hasn't shown. And I get it. It's only been, what, two years? I think it's two years. It hasn't even been that long. And I get it. He's a little inaccurate. But, hello, a lot of mobile quarterbacks are inaccurate. Lamar Jackson, Colin Kaepernick. I mean,
saying 2 years. Look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow won a Super Bowl in 2 years.
But let's, okay, but that's let's also –
Joe Burrow took a whole line to the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. I respect what you say, Alan. All that's just saying to me is that – which I already understand, it's levels to this shit. You feel me? Matthew Stafford was a number one overall pick, but look how much he needed to get to the Super Bowl.
Let's not talk about Matt Stafford.
Every chance you get to bring up Matt Stafford.
Talk about Odell. Once Odell was out, he was struggling out there.
Hey, honestly, when you don't have depth like that, bro, and you don't have players that don't be on the field, bro, that was bound to happen.
He was struggling when Robert Woods went down, because when Odell got there and Robert Woods went down,
you know what's funny about that? They signed Odell before Robert Woods went down. Now, they actually wanted Odell prior to Robert Woods going down because
I remember that. I remember that.
That was just crazy, though.
The first day of practice that they practiced together or something like that.
I think he tore his ACL.
Yeah, he tore his ACL the next day.
That's crazy, though. Just imagine you would have Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and OBJ.
No, that do sound dangerous. But yeah, and all.
What, Matthew Stafford, our quarterback? Oh.
Okay, he's not that nice. He's not that nice.
Bro, but Matthew Stafford is nice, bro.
But he's not that nice, bro. Yeah, he's not that nice, bro. He's not Joe Burrow.
He's okay.
He beat Joe Burrow.
No.
Aaron
Donald
beat Joe Burrow. Head-to-head shows Matthew Stafford beat Joe Burrow, bro.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because the numbers tell the whole story every time. I'm just saying,
the Rams are top three in passing yards this year, bro, with Matthew Stafford, bro. Because Jared Goff ain't doing what Matthew Stafford doing. I'm telling you that right now.
But I'm saying, like, that's like you saying, oh, Matthew Stafford beat Joe Burrow. It's like me saying Jared Goff made it to a Super Bowl.
Shit, look what happened, bro.
Exactly. Well, see, Jared Goff still made there, though.
Man.
But you talking about?
But that was Sean McVay's first year, though, so.
Damn, really bro, who got the dog? Who got the dog? Who got the damn dog?
I got the dog. Hold on.
He's like, I'm like, I got a dog, but he ain't barking.
I do got a dog. My dog don't bark like that. Bro, I'll actually keep that part of the episode in.
Hey, I was actually confused, bro. I really thought you were like not asking, but I was like, I thought you were talking about like yourself.
Bro, I'm like, bro, right now we almost done. You got that damn dog barking.
that was the alarm clock, dog.
Hey, man, the dog wanted to chime in too, bro.
I know.
That was time to go.
On me. What was he saying?
Shit. I don't remember. I would have said Matthew Stafford, the Rams passing offense was
top. Oh, yeah, no. My bad. Jalen Hurts. I just want to say very quickly that Jalen Hurts, I'm not like. To me, the jury's still out on Jalen Hurts. Like, he can still go prove himself. Like, he can go to Indianapolis and prove himself right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's like, he just got to develop more. He's not like Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow came into the league, he was that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he just got hurt. Well, honestly, Jalen Hurts did come in like towards the end of that 2020 season. And then last year was his like first
year. He's got to work on his accuracy.
Yeah. So do you give him until this year then? If he don't, because he took him to the playoffs last year.
I give Jalen Hurts like legitimately, I give him 2 more years to show me what you can do. Like, you get 2 more seasons.
Contracts up.
Like, bro, let's look at Carson Wentz. Like, literally, this is last chance. But how many chances has he got? Like,
shit. I mean, that's a tough situation for Carson Wentz.
Hell no, ain't no tough situation.
Because he made that Eagles team. I think he took him to like what 12, 13 wins, bro, before Nick Foles came in.
Yeah, but you said but
it's kind of like he took him there, but Nick Foles made a win though. You know what I'm saying?
But remember when I told you, like, remember when I asked you the question, how many players come back from a major injury and still be top 10? Like, because we was talking about Allen Robinson. And like Carson Wentz not on that list of players, like,
and that's unfortunate. Not. Yeah, I mean, no, I agree with you 100%.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like some people got it, some people don't. You know, you don't.
And honestly, he kind of showed himself against that Jaguars last game of the season, bro. Yeah, you're a bum. Playoffs.
You're a bum.
Yeah, you're man.
And I'm gonna talk to you like any Colts fan would talk to you because I'm a football fan. And I feel it, bro. You're a bum. You could have got us to the playoffs. Like, I'm gonna go wrap it up right there, bro. It was another good episode. I'm going to catch y'all on the flip side, bro. I appreciate y'all coming out, taking this time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro, appreciate you having me on here again.
Probably going to have y'all on there tomorrow or the next day. Feel me?
Sure, we can go up tomorrow if you with it.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. Let's do it.
Bet.
Let's do some draft stuff. Let's get some more in-depth NBA talk going. Alan, I'm gonna need you for that tomorrow, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I mean? All right, man. I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, man. Y'all have a good night.
I mean, pray night, for bro. The Lakers.
Pray for
facts.
The Lakers.
Facts. Play in, bro. Play in. Next year, we're going for the chip, bro.